Welcome to episode 27 of the VoiceOver on Linux podcast, Moving Synchronized Tracks Together. It's fairly simple to move, that is, time shift, all of the tracks in an Audacity project together. In theory, you just enable the Synchronized Tracks feature and time shift to suit. But it could be frustrating if you want to shift only a subset of tracks vis-a-vis the others in the project, which is a more likely use case anyway. In this episode, we'll send that can't-move-the-right-tracks-together frustration to Dev Null. Here's today's audio technology factoid. Live streaming is becoming mainstream, and in many ways it already is. It's readily possible to stream a live event with an open-source program such as OBS Studio. Think OBS as an open broadcaster software. I use that routinely to stream presentations at a Linux user group meeting onto YouTube, where it's also available for playback after the live streaming session. There are several open-source audio streaming utilities available. A partial list includes Ampachi, which is a web-based audio file manager and web media server. The name is a play on the two words amplifier and Apache. Firefly Media Server, which is an audio media server daemon for the Roku SoundBridge and iTunes. The Icecast streaming media project. Open Broadcaster, not to be confused with OBS, which is a web-based system to run community radio and television broadcast transmitters with a simple web interface. And VideoLAN, which has now bundled the server's streaming functionality into the familiar VLC media player. The takeaway is that streaming is a lot easier than it was just a short time ago, and it's something to consider adding to your repertoire. Today's feature Linux audio tip is moving synchronized tracks together. It's fairly simple to move, that is, time shift, all of the tracks in an Audacity project together. In theory, you just enable the synchronized tracks feature and time shift to suit. But it could be frustrating if you want to shift only a subset of tracks vis-a-vis the others in the project, which is a more likely use case anyway. Here's how to send that can't move the right tracks together frustration to Dev Null. Once you have all of the tracks in your multi-track project imported into Audacity, then you establish sync-locked track groups, which are synced together independently of the other tracks. Sync-locked track groups must be adjacent to one another, so you may need to move the tracks vertically to have them fit vertically together. Then select one of the tracks and enter Ctrl-B to create a label track. The new label track will be at the bottom of all the other tracks. Give a name to the point or range in the new label track. Something like SyncLock 1 or similar easily readable pattern would be useful in selecting the right groups later. Then move the label track up to under the last track to be in the SyncLock group. Repeat this for all the other SyncLock track groups you need for aligning your project. You will need to be below the last label track to create an additional label track, or Ctrl-B will just add another label to the label track already there. Then select one of the tracks in one of your sync-locked groups and activate the sync-lock tracks feature by using the Tracks Sync-Lock Tracks menu checkbox or the small clock icon button. Even though the clock icons are in the lower right of the control panel of each track in the group, you're not ready to group time shift just yet. You first have to select all of the clock icons in all of the group's track control panels. This can be done with Shift-Click or Control-Click, just like in a spreadsheet or word processor. The wallpaper with clocks will now show up only in your group's label track, but not in the audio tracks, and when you see that, you're good to go. Click the time shift icon, or press F5, and time shift that specific independent group as needed. Be careful about any stray clicks anywhere else until you're done time shifting that track group. It's a little too easy to lose your sync track grouping, especially when going back to the selection tool mode. A good rule of thumb would be to reselect the clock icons on the track control panels after doing anything else following a group time shift action. One handy indicator is the clock icon wallpaper. If it's only in the label track, the track group is still synced, and you can continue time shifting it. If the wallpaper is in the audio tracks, is in only some of the audio tracks, is not in the label track, or is not there at all, it's best to reselect the control panel clock icons with Shift-Click or Control-Click. That will ensure you don't inadvertently undo a previous alignment that you'd worked on so diligently to get right. If you want to select more than one sync group, the label tracks are the key. First, get one group selected and synced as described earlier. Then, using Shift-Click and Control-Click, select first the label tracks of the other groups to sync together, and then select and deselect the clock icons of each track until only the affected label tracks have the clock icon wallpaper. It's also a good idea to ensure that all of the tracks you're working with are unmuted during this task. Shift-Control-U is handy for this. If you want to time shift the entire project, just add a label track at the very bottom and use it to create the last group to sync time shift all together. Be sure to select all with Control-A to include the entire project if you're time shifting the entire project. Remember, if the label track has clock icon wallpaper covering the range of its audio track group, you're golden for time shifting that group. Next time, we'll cover bash scripts as workflow helpers. That's it for now. Happy audio work! Thanks for joining me for this exploration of open source audio tech tools and their practical use in voiceover work. Feel free to check out my profile and demos at marwok.voices.com and voice123.com/marwok. You can also find me on ACX and audible.com by searching for Mark Caldwell Walker.